Forest Haiku by Matthew Rohrer, published in 2004. I'm going to read it for you twice. I look forward to writing different poems. I look forward to writing different poems. Sometimes it's all just a slog, isn't it? Having to do the same things day in, day out. And this reminds me back to last week of that abbot with his little fast and his little rule and his prayer and his silence and his meditation. And I look forward to writing different poems, not literally in this case. I haven't written poetry in well over a year, but I look forward to writing different work and to doing different work in general. I'm feeling bored by the tedium of the everyday right now, wanting some kind of escape, some kind of adventure, ideally something in a forest, which is why I love the title of this being Forest Haiku. I'm just picturing the author sitting in this lush, green, verdant landscape and being bored with it and wanting to write something different. And the rub is, sometimes we don't always get to write something different. Sometimes we have to keep writing the same thing over and over and over again, because that work isn't done yet. And sometimes that work never gets done. And it's our job to make peace with that experience. So today I sit here looking forward to writing different poems of life and making peace with the everyday mundane. There's beauty to be found here. I just need to go looking forward a bit harder, I think. All right. If you're in the GTA, it's another high UV index day. Put on your SPF. If you're going to be joining me in doing yard work today, make sure you're taking electrolytes and an extra liter of water. Don't screw around with that. Electrolytes are super important. As you probably hear most podcasters and YouTubers say, I am neither a podcaster nor am I a YouTuber, but I'm going to tell you to take electrolytes anyway. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to each other. Thank you, as always, for listening. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow with another Cheeky Friday haiku. Thanks again for listening. Bye for now.